Blog Talk Radio.
My mother is an evangelist, and I'm convinced that she won't be content until my voice is in a pulpit. I said, my mother is an evangelist, and you'd be hard pressed to find a more fervent servant. She is fire baptized, and I've watched men find God through her eyes. I said, my mother is an evangelist. Every Sunday she leads souls to Christ. But I tell her, ma, I'm a poet. Every night I lead souls into the light. I go where your preacher would not dare. Y'all mistaking these words for poems. These ain't poems, these are prayers. This is how I talk to God, and y'all just happen to be here. These are all my fears and aspirations, wrapped in the swaddling clothes and packed in a tomb for 3 days. Then the Spirit moves the writer's block out of the way and resurrects the words I need to say, and they ascend off of the page while hundreds of people bear witness, so that generations from now will still be able to appreciate it, and I can still hear my mother praying for my soul, hoping that one day I would hear clearly and find my way back to the ministry. And it's hard for her to understand, because she's almost as stubborn as I am, that I ain't out here chasing a dream. I didn't choose poetry. Poetry chose me. I liberate souls every time I write a poem, and I bring down the walls of Jericho every time I perform, and I don't wait for them to come to me. I go where they live at. I mean, even God is a poet. You need only read the 23rd Psalm to understand that. How ridiculous must a writer be to say, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff are my pen and my pad, they comfort me. That's why I get love no matter where I go in this country. I used to contemplate suicide at least 3 times a week before poetry, and I don't tell you that to get your sympathy. I tell you that because I know at least 3 people in the audience are going through it with me. But who would have known? Who would have known that my own words could deliver me? Who would have known that I could get closer to God with every metaphor and simile? Who would have known that something as beautiful as a poem could harness so much of God's pure energy? And I ain't nobody. I'm just a ghetto bastard from an unforgiving northeast city. But with this pen and with this pad and with this mic, I'm larger than life. I fight the good fight, so when I'm dead and gone, you can bury my ashes in the same tomb where they buried Lazarus. Because 100 years from now, some young poet is going to be thumbing through the CDs and his great-grandmother mother's attic, and he gonna raise me from the dead. I said, my mother is an evangelist. Every Sunday she leads souls to Christ, but I tell her slow and deliberate so that she will never forget that I am a poet, and I'm following the will of God, and I'm far closer to him at this very moment than I could ever be in a pulpit.
This is Master Griot Radio, channel 13 on your NBBTA internet radio dial. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am your host for this moment in time. It's time for purpose-driven words, shaping thoughts, building minds, true wealth, communities, and legacies.
If my words had wings, they'd fly to you each day.
Welcome to the revival of the Master Griot Project. This is our first episode in this new series. Again, I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I say peace and love to you. Well, this series was basically inspired by, a need of understanding. The Master Griot Project is actually a creative marketing initiative, and our goal is to help develop a more viable industry for spoken word, and a spoken word as it fits within the entertainment industry. Then we all know spoken word is powerful, popular, and it has its ups and downs. But there is so much more opportunity. And I really think and I really feel that the biggest blockers of spoken word flourishing to certain levels can actually be the spoken word community. So I just wanted to share and a platform where what the Master Grill Project is actually about. And we started around 2006 or 7, and initially it was always the same goal, you know, create a viable industry. And initially we used artists to represent the master level of artists and shaped the project around the artists. What we have come to realize is the artist is interchangeable. What's more important, as in any successful business structure, is the business structure, and that anyone can be placed in any position at any point in time. But with a working model, it moves on. So we now, as we revive the Master Grill Project, because it had went, got a little lost for a while, you know. We always had the same mission and purpose, but I think we just got a little lost because we wasn't sure if it was, you know, if it's actually desired. And we come to realize it is desired and it is needed. But because it may have an unknown face, it is incumbent upon the Master Grill Project to help create visions and imagery in the mind and to inspire collaboration. In today's business world, is collaboration what works? And being totally incestuous is not, you know, to the advantage of the spoken word community, if the goal is to grow the industry. A viable industry has to serve others. So the industry in serving others, you know, it has to always provide measurable value. So, you know, in one sense, service-oriented extremely are those within the spoken word industry. There are so many people that give up their time and their talent at no cost, always. But it should be done in a manner of value, quantifiable. What are you actually doing? And so I just share this to give a background for people to start to know the purpose of the Master Grill Project, what it was about, what it is about, and where we're going as we revive the Master Grill Project. So the one thing I really, this show is, one of our objectives is to convert the people who may not necessarily be in the quote-unquote spoken word community or clique or the crowd, to convert them to lovers of spoken word. Now, we're not attempting to convert anti-spoken word people. We just want to convert those who aren't into it because one of two reasons. One, most of them have a linear vision of it. And that linear vision, they may deem it boring or just deem it only in one certain way, not understanding that they can engage it in many manners. They don't have to just have one way in which to engage it. And so we want to change those perceptions. And the other being just a lack of exposure to a diversity of spoken word. And that's generally the case of many. So most people can be converted to loving spoken word. Everyone would not be the same level of fan and brand advocate, but we can definitely, by providing access to a diversity of spoken word, we can definitely gain more fans for the industry. And, of course, fans, you're going to have your super fans or supporters, those who pay for it, pay for the experience, pay to be part of it, and then we'll advocate and share it. Now, for this to happen, to expose the diversity of spoken word, there is things that we do need the artists to do. We need you to be willing to record. It's great when you do shows, and shows are still always going to be your goal. But to be called for a show, to create a larger value for your work, a value of pay, and to expand, you know, your need for, or when people want someone, who do we call? Who do we want? And also becomes a consistent revenue driver for you. You need to have something recorded. This way, people outside of those who you are in front of can experience your work. We are blessed with technology. Let's leverage it to our advantage. So you need to record your work. Therefore, it can be exposed. It also, when you record your work and report your work, it allows the Master Griot Project to be able to promote you. It's hard for me to promote you to, we have a West Coast following, and we know a lot of East Coast artists. If the East Coast artists, Midwest artists don't have recorded work, even those Northwest, our Southern California crowd, it's hard for us to expose them to all this other work, dynamic work that's going on across the country. If they're not on TV, and even for those on TV, because we've had them on TV and all, you know, the performance comes and goes so fast, and if it's something that doesn't get a lot of video hits, or you have to know that they were on there to go search for a video, and hopefully there is a video, if it doesn't, you know, massively set on fire right away, we just don't know. So it really behooves you to have work out there. That is just important. Record your work. Now, this last dance I'm going to go on is, now we're going to come actively what we're doing. The Master Griot Project, as I told you, we'll go back and talk a little bit more about all the history. But right now, one of the things that has always maintained out of the Master Griot Project is Master Griot Radio. And it's the voice of the Master Griot Project. It is one of our avenues for promoting spoken word. Though we have a diversity of programming here, our programming is not all spoken word. I mean, because if we had all spoken word programming, we would basically still be just hitting the spoken word community. And we feel most of the poets, especially those that working their way to a master level, have no problem at hitting the spoken word community. So we at the Master Griot Project, yeah, we're really not trying to reinvent the wheel. Wherever we can connect, collaborate, move on, and then this way we focus on areas of need. Okay, there's not enough support in this area, so let's go here. And then this way we can, you know, strengthen the whole. So the radio allows us to market and promote spoken word and use it in other formats. A business show may still, we may still play some spoken word. A health show play spoken word. On various different types of shows, we will play spoken word. So that allows spoken word to be placed in formats that it may not necessarily be placed in. And to that, we have We're on Facebook, so just look up Master Griot Radio and you'll find our fan page. Like us. And then join the group, Master Griot Radio Facebook group. Now, Facebook has started this great new feature, Sell Something. And with the Sell Something feature, you can post your item for sale. And we put up the new feature, and I figured the best way to announce it was to put an event out. That way I can share with the entire group, and the poets can know. Now, a lot of poets like the event. They think it's great. Even have a diagram to show them how to do the process. But people aren't posting their work. So that's really what enticed me to do the show. So I really just want you to know, by you posting, by you recording, we can then go and share. Now you may think, well, I didn't get immediate result. I didn't this. Marketing is always, almost always quiet. 99% of your marketing is quiet. It's always about exposure and impact, and we buy what we know. If I am not exposed to you, do not hear you, and then one day you just come up and say, hey, buy from me. I'm like, okay, sounds interesting, but 99.9% of the time I'm not going to do it. I don't really know you. Now, there are other things that move. If you have recorded work, dynamic image, your image may just compel me enough to spend 99 cents to $1.29 for a single. I might be okay with that because I am so compelled by this image. Let me try it. Let me just see. Also, when you have items out there and you post it, we can share it. Then the other objective, one of our ways to, one of our real core strategies is creating partnerships between the small business community and the poets. Now, you will come over to the Master Griot Radio group, and you will not really see any poetry. And I think sometimes that may make you, as a poet, not inspired. Now, of course, you can post your poetry. I suggest you do. But it is not, I will admit, if you're not a poet, most of these people, they know the radio, they support me, they come over, they're members. But they're waiting for you to show yourself. They're waiting for the poet to show what's all this hurrah the Master Griot Project talks about. So there are two things. Not just showcasing your work, but actually interacting. The strategy with the business owners is so real. Now, there's no need to go all the way and all to that strategy. You know, we go on detail more once everyone is interacting. But you have, as many poets, not necessarily as a poet, but the nature, again, of the industry and what many of you poets do, especially those that have been around for a while, you have a very valuable commodity. And it can be leveraged in many ways. By being strategic, it would be a great way to help leverage it to get projects paid for. So that you can go in the studio, you can do a quality project by, you know, leveraging your position as it is. And, you know, leveraging that value to get money to complete a project. And what's so important about that and what's so valuable about that is that the project allows opportunities for activation of sponsorship. And it provides opportunities for both, for the artist as well as for the sponsor. And, of course, if it doesn't provide value for the sponsor, then, hey, they're not going to even get involved. Now, there is a lot to learn and all about sponsorship, and I'm not going to really go into it, but I am good at it. And I know how to structure what somebody would really be willing to pay for. And it's important that we do it right, because if too many people go out there and do it wrong, then you go up and they're like, they said he was going to do this. They didn't give me nothing. I didn't get no business. It just laid flat. Because you think, hey, I just promote you. You give me some money. I say this, and it ends there. But that's not what it is. You know, people can just go get somebody to do media by them. They could call me, say, buy some media for me. I can put ads in places if they wanted to be that flat. And honestly, now with, you know, interactivity and, you know, you can really add some depth, analytics, and all those great things to your advertising. So if you just think you're going to go out and say, hey, you know, I'll promote you, pay for my project, that's not going to happen that way. So, but, you know, we know how to create activation, you know, how to activate sponsorship in ways that works for everybody and provides everybody value. And this is done at no real additional cost to the poet. It's just leveraging what you already have. But again, if you're not speaking, if you're not talking, how can I get someone to trust that you will do what I say you will do, what you say you will do? They don't know you. So I guess my biggest call to action, you as poets, stop being afraid of outside the poet community. Stop thinking somebody's going to get over on you. You need to be, you know, we all need to be intelligent about everything that we do, but that can't be an underlying or driving factor in anything that you do, because what it will wind up doing is undermining you and not allowing you to see opportunities, and it will keep you putting people in boxes, and you shouldn't do that, you know. And I'll admit, it's still people much more open to poetry than they were in 2006, but it's still, say poetry, I still think most people outside the poetry industry, and still a lot in industry, have a very limited view and linear views of spoken word and how it can be manifested. So, you know, let's keep an open mind. Let's look at where our hurts are, where our guards are up at, and if we're, see, you know, examine yourself to see if you're keeping yourself within what you consider the safe click. And, you know, if you're being open, and if you're bringing your creativity and mastery of words, if you're bringing that same creativity about what is possible through your spoken word. That's my simple for tonight. I just wanted to share that much with you. This is just our first episode, so we really want to work together to change these, to demystify the current linear perception of spoken word to the non-spoken word community. So we need you to promote, showcase, and sell your works. And do that through the Master Griot Facebook group. Post it so we can help promote it and showcase it and buy it. So once you start doing that, we can really work on getting sales of your work. So we opened up listening to Lamar Anthony Hill's Evangelist, from his album Black Males. And you can Google Lamar. I think it says something about the pen. I can't remember exactly, but Lamar does have a website, and all his poetry and work is available on sale at his website. But all you have to do is just Google Lamar Anthony Hill. If you put in the pen, Lamar Anthony Hill, it'll take you to his website. And we are going to roll out on, let me see what I saw here. I thought it might be nice to roll out on. I actually have to get a lot of my poetry, and we're looking for more. Just submit whatever you have at talk2us@mastergriotradio.com. That's talk2us@mastergriotradio.com. Submit your work. I'm looking for new spoken word so that we can, you know, continue to promote. So we're going around listening to shows and various different formats to see what good spoken word is still out there. Alrighty, I'm looking for something to roll out on. And spoken word. Well, this is not spoken word, but it is a piece I like to roll out on because I really want us to redefine what we're calling cool. The word commercial, if the issue is about becoming commercial, you know, I want you to remove that because I feel if you really feel that, if you're pure, if you're really that activist, if you're really mission-driven, then, you know, you would understand that technology is very much being used to expand the spirit and grow. And everyone in front of you, if you've been given access to technology, there's somebody who needs your words. And I've used it, and I don't just say this lightly, because I've used poets' words to expose them. I've exposed people who would not normally have access to you. They're too young, or either their crowd just doesn't put them in the poetry venue. But they need your word. They respect that word. They listen to it, and they're like, wow. You know, they are so impressed. So, you know, just get that out your mind. But what we are going to close out, it is a piece here that had reminded me. The piece that, one of the pieces that moved a group of young boys at a group home. We're going on a trip, and this is a piece that moved them because they so respected the lyricism and the clarity. Then they started listening to the words, and it inspired them to, some of them, to actually want to do better. Let's get your word out there.
Welcome to the world of the fake and the famous, the lifestyles of the beautiful and brainless, the joy and the painless, blackface like Amos, most of y'all skills is anus, our community needs changes, got me on my knees, praying to God like, yo, whatever happened to the real MC, rats chasing the cheese, that's why those contracts resemble a glue trap. It's a fact, but I got it. You got that miseducated Negro flow, that COINTELPRO professional flow, that Pinocchio flow. You spit puppet strings in the world of coons and sambos. Oh, you got guns like Rambo, like Yosemite Sam. Your empty ass words like the ammo, blowing more smoke than a pack of camels. You a sham, a mockery, a buffoonery, a shambling shackles trying to tackle your goals in the field of dreams. But you can't get to the end zone, signing contracts with record companies, happy like some hoe that's finally in the friend zone. Really, this the game of Star Wars, and you are the attack of the clones. Nigga, go home. Leave this music alone. We know you got osteoporosis in your backbone, making it easier for you to crack under pressure. And we know you ain't got the nerve to be a real artist like a John Coltrane or a Jimi Hendrix or Paul Robeson or Ozzy Davis or Nina Simone or Sarah Vaughan. Now you another bag of bones. This corporation's own. What you sniffing on? Rocks a bag of Rolling Stones. Now you no longer own your tongue, your hands, your lungs. Got a future lawyers and doctors raising guns instead of raising their sons. And we understand that the mainstream media create a role model for you by the name of Jay-Z, a.k.a. Jehovah. But trust me, soldier, if Jesus Christ came back tonight, he would not be rocking a platinum chain with his face covered in ice. He'd probably be baptizing the Mike device, reciting the lines of the divine, breaking down the real reason for the division of Israel and Palestine. So you can talk about the diamonds on your neck, I know someone to disrespect you and take your belongings with a text. They used to hang ropes around our necks, take our lives by our necks. How strong is your neck? Let's nickname your music that snap, crackle, pop, hip-hop, that bullet spray bodies drop hip-hop. Or Harriet Tubmans and Denmark Vessies have become slaves with slave names, slinging slave codes and slave chains. Because a slave's brain will cut a back door to the backyard to become a star. So how you like your MCs? Cooked, feathered, and tarred. Fricasseed and fried, burnt, and charred. Because it's too many fried chickens waiting to come to a boil in the mainstream's corn oil. Claiming they straight like coke lines, but they bend over like foil. When it's other time, your rhymes sound like cooking time. I mean, how many times can you cook crack in one verse? Or how many times can you kill the same human being in one verse? And what's worse is you rehearse the same process over and over again and claim it's progress. This is treason. How you gonna rob Peter to pay Paul Wall? In your mouth you claim you got a disco ball. Oh, I get it. Every time you smile, we supposed to start the soul train lining, get the shucking and jiving, good timing, keeping our heads above the water, gobbling on watermelon. You selling genocide to my people. Your wordplay is horrible, but you really evil. There ain't no disco ball in your mouth. You got the bones of Sierra Leone in your mouth. You got dead bodies in your mouth. You should have kept that stuff down south with the rest of the Klan rallies and cross burnings. We yearning for change around here. Like we already let Elvis Presley steal the rock and the roll. We can't let Eminem take over the hip-hop and the soul. Now I ain't gonna front, he's a dope lyricist, and I hope you're hearing this for 10 years from now. Kids are gonna be like, he's the greatest rapper that ever lived. And Pac and Big will be forgotten memories that never lived. So what do we tell our kids? Explain to them the difference of 50 Cent and Public Enemy. Explain to them the difference of a Ja Rule and Sugar Hill Gang. Explain to them what lyrical content is, the importance to memorize the lyrics of the Nas Illmatic album. Explain to them why hip-hop is hard to find in classrooms but easier to find on your radio dial. You ain't got a smile. All you can feel is the pain from the rain of the so-called lyrics on the mainstream. Again and again, this process repeats itself every day. All you gotta do is turn on the radio.
Turn on the radio. Station you listening to the day. R&B hip hop coming to you. Win $3,000 clash. 3 p.m. top 5.
You just were listening to Lyrical Illusions by Jess Gregg. And we are ending this episode of the Revival of the Master Griot Project. It is a creative marketing initiative to help develop a viable industry for spoken word within the entertainment industry. We're targeting those who are not necessarily in the typical poetry crowd, but those, once exposed, will definitely become spoken word advocates. So again, to my poets, we need you to post. Go to Master Griot Radio on Facebook and look for our group. So just search Master Griot, G-R-I-O-T, Radio. Go to Master Griot Radio. And in the group, we need you to join and to post your work. So if you have poetry for sale, if it's book, if it's recording, if it's video, whatever you have for sale, we need you to post it in a group so that we may share it with others and encourage people to purchase your work. And we also need you to talk, to share yourself and to get to know the businesses. Ask who are the business owners. Ask the people about their business. What do you do? Start networking with business owners, and we will compel the business owners to start collaborating with you in win-win scenarios. For you, we speak peace and love, and enjoy your weekend.